fallen from the tree when it's green, and it gets smaller and smaller, and the skin gets wrinkled.
We as a child, we would say swiveled up, mm-hmm. swiveled up, which is shriveled. Is the right word, but that's what we would say.
Yeah, that's common. You find that pretty much all over the state. What term did you use for a fancy cover on a bed when it would go on the outside?
In olden days, they called it a canopy. A cellophane. No, a cellophane, not a canopy. But a spread is what we always call it, a bedspread.
And when you spread bedding on the floor, did you have any special word for it?
I call it a pallet.
How would you describe the land around here? That is it level or?
No, I would say that it was hilly and rough.
Anything higher than a hill around here?
No, I don't term them as mountains. Some people do. But since I've been in mountains, these anymore would mean they're hills.
There are some big ones out there, aren't there?
There sure is.
Any special word for high, flat land?
No. Plateau is whatever it would be called in the western states. Mesa is what they call it.
Did you pick that term up out there?
Yes.
Any special term for flat, grassy country?
Prairie country.
And a place where there's standing water and cattails, the ground is soft.
Swamp.
What streams do you have around here, little ones and big ones?
We call the little ones, we call a branch. And the next size is a creek. Then the rivers.
What are some of the names of these around here?
The Illinois and the Arkansas is the only two rivers near us. But there's quite a few creeks. There's Bannon Fork and Givensville Creek, Dry Creek, Caney Creek, Elk Creek. Now, Elk Creek and Dry Creek is over around the lake area. I was never acquainted with the streams until the lake was put in, and then we say we fish at the Elk Creek arm, or the Dry mm-hmm. Creek arm, or the Caney Creek arm. Incidentally, Caney Creek is the little branch right here.
Oh, the head's up here.
Mm-hmm. When you turn west on 100, just a half block, you cross a little concrete bridge, that's Caney Creek. That's the beginning of it, it heads on up here. And Salisaw Creek is a comparatively large stream from Salisaw on down to where it enters into the Arkansas River. And it heads just over this hill here.
Hmm.
It's where Salisaw Creek begins.
One on one side and one on the other.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That too is something to think about. I would be safe in saying within a 20 feet area up here. The water, some goes this way and some goes this way. And it all ends up in the Arkansas River. But this that comes this way goes down Caney Creek into the Illinois.